We have been going through 9 days of nine classes of birth, and we have felt the pangs of birth. And this will continue. This will continue until we are reborn of the Spirit. The Ten Commandments of the Soul, given by Moses, were summed up, and the purpose of them summed up in three words. Jesus summed up the Ten Commandments when he stood before the tomb of Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come forth." The Ten Soul Commandments remove the stone, the world mind. And going through the pangs of rebirth, we have been removing the world mind. For when it is removed, Lazarus in you steps forth. Lazarus comes forth, and that is your eternal self realized, never more entombed, never fettered, never confined, completely free, as the Ten Soul Commandments are deepened in consciousness. We discover that we are in a new life, a life that existed before the world was, that we know identity, we know self, and in knowing self, we know God, and in knowing God aright, we understand the meaning of life eternal. We are living it. If you remember last night, we had the temptations of Jesus for a moment, and there is one statement omitted after the three temptations, and this is it. After he had overcome world mind, then the devil, this is immediately after the temptations are overcome, then the devil leaveth him. And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. After the pangs of temptation, angels. Maybe some of the angels are already beginning to work in our consciousness. We have been exploring behind the veil, carefully letting the Spirit remove each layer of illusion, revealing to us that all that exists here now is the perfect life and identity of God. You will discover your ability to comprehend this, your ability to live in the knowledge of it, and your ability to trust it in spite of all that may appear, is your capacity to stand up to the 3 or 3 million so-called temptations and to invite the administration of the angels. John perceived all of this. John perceived his own inner resurrection. John went through the temptations. John went through the administration of angels. And in John, Lazarus stepped forth. In Paul, Lazarus stepped forth. In turn, the disciples went forth to glory, and in them Lazarus stepped forth. Always the veil of an identity other than God was removed. The veil of a substance other than God. And so we must take with us, in our journey through our own identity, the knowledge that the world uses the word God to describe the very identity, substance, and action of my own present being. You are not letting the word God stand by itself. You are observing the word God as the substance and the life of your being and the being of all who appear before you. And this is acceptance, that you are not human, physical, finite, or temporary. You have the responsibility to let the 10 soul commandments grow within you by study, by application, by faith, by confidence, and by going out and doing the deeds which they call for. Then your disciples in you are united, and all of the commandments you will discover are one commandment opened up for us to see them individually, so that we can see them always functioning in the collective oneness of being. They are all simultaneous. They are all intertwined and interfused. They are all your inner self. I would like you to meditate on a very important acceptance. Not simply to rest in some kind of an inner trance for a moment, but a living acceptance. And in the acceptance, to let the sword of truth dispel the opposite of that acceptance. For when you accept, I am divine, your acceptance is nothing unless you know that I am not human. I am divine. If you are not divine, you have no Bible, you have no life, you have no power. You are a graven image. I am divine. The scope of that acceptance is beyond our calculation at this moment. I am the power. I am the presence. I am the fullness thereof. I have no other gods than my own spirit. My spirit is everywhere present. My spirit is everywhere the one and only life. My spirit everywhere is the only manifestation. All that is not my spirit is not there, because I am divine being. every quality of my divine being is flowing through my own omnipresence. I recommend that you make this your evening meditation before sleep for a solid week. I am divine. And when the world mind says, do this, do that, and do the other thing, that is your only answer. I am divine. I fear no Judas, no Pilate, no disease, no disaster. I am divine. I am the living Spirit of God. Thou seest me, thou seest the divine self. Even if you don't know it, thou seest the divine self. Right before your eyes always is the divine self everywhere. Wherever you go, there is your divine self already there. And the distance between is your divine self. And wherever you leave, your divine self remains there and goes before you at the same time. In the sky, on the earth, in the ocean, only your divine self is. In every tomorrow, and now still in every so-called yesterday. I am divine self. The slumbering giant is awake. I am not an infinitesimal human made of matter, flesh that dies. There is no such individual on this earth. Now, this is the purpose of your study. And your realization of it is rebirth. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. John had accepted divinity. And he was opened up to his own full, many splendid, omnipresent self. He was reborn into a new consciousness, not of this world. He walked among men in the kingdom of God. And he tells us about that in the 21st chapter of his revelation. This angel said to him now, he carried him away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descended out of heaven from God. He had started out as a follower of a man. Now he was led to that great city, the holy Jerusalem. The man was no longer with him. But now he had the Christ of his own being, which the outer man, Jesus, had always symbolized for those who knew. The outer Jesus is the Christ within you. The outer Jesus is the sign of your inner divinity. Follow me. Follow your inner divinity. As you are faithful to it, it expresses the fullness of the Christhood. And you come to Christ consciousness, the new city. And the substance of the new city is eternal life. In Christ consciousness, eternal life is understood, recognized, and lived. But only because you have lived, understood, and not permitted yourself to dwell before this in the belief of a temporary life. You have removed the parenthesis. You no longer believe in incarnation. Incarnation has been seen through. My life did not begin 62 years ago, 72 years ago, 42 years ago, or 12 years ago. I did not incarnate. Christ does not incarnate. All incarnation is the world mind picture. I did not incarnate. I am divine. And the I that did not incarnate, I am. And because I did not incarnate, I cannot die in an incarnation. There is no such me. At first, the world mind crucifies your soul, and in your liberation, your soul crucifies the world mind. You never have incarnated. There is no such thing. The entire incarnation is a world mind mirage. Oh yes, you fell asleep. You dreamed of an incarnation. And the dreaming was done by the false sense of self, which did not know I am divine. Spirit does not incarnate. God does not incarnate. Divinity does not incarnate. And you don't have to make the incarnated self happy, wealthy, and wise. You don't have to pamper it or indulge it. You live in I am divine, and let the shadow of your divinity fall behind you. That will be what the world sees as your mortal self. We're not waiting for the fifth world. We're living it. Living it now. Living now in I am divine. And all that divinity is I am now. And this is before you actually come to the city of the New Jerusalem. But it is the reason you will come to that city. Because I am divine now has power when lived in. It is the rock. And it is the key. And it is the attainment. It is the new city. I am divine. I am born out of the false sleeping self, and here I am divine. Unfettered. Needing no power whatsoever. All false powers are seen to be nothingness. Daily, each soul commandment brings another disciple into harmony within you. Daily, each disciple joins and becomes a living force within you until the soul body is realized and no tomb can hold it. No world thought can hold it. No incarnation can hold it. Living Lazarus steps forth as your divine self in action. And there, on the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, her light now like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. You live in your perfect Christ body, manifesting the fullness of God, clear as crystal, a total transparency for every quality of the Father. But this is not the future. This is the invisible now, which the sense mind cannot perceive, which you, in your willingness to be transformed into your real, total self, your whole self, move above now and accept through a different faculty called soul, and the full resplendent beauty of the disciples within your being shine through in a blaze of glory. I am all of the 12 disciples, each one fully perfected in the light of God. Each one tried, tested, and glorious in their victory. Each quality having gone through the trials. Each quality having swallowed up death. So that my harmony now is deathless. My beauty is deathless. My wisdom is deathless. Every quality is deathless. And this is true now, unknown to the sense mind. You do not kill your 12 disciples. You accept them. They are living. And you will find that they are the stones in the foundation wall of the new consciousness. It had a high wall, a wall great and high, with 12 gates, at the gates 12 angels, and names thereof, thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. You are in the city of eternal life. Now, as we dwell upon the truth of what we cannot see, accepting it, not fighting it, not even trying to see it, not saying, as Thomas Wood will show me, because it cannot be seen by the human eye. This is reality, unveiled, but not to a human eye. John isn't seeing any of this with his human eyes. He's seeing this with the vision of the soul. He is going before us to show us what our soul will see as we accept the presence of it. It's as if when you walk through a door into another room, you do it because you know the other room is there. You confidently walk through that door into that next room because it's there. And John is saying, I am opening a door for you. You only have one function, is to walk through it. accept its presence on the other side of the door. And I tell you, says John, that on the other side of the door is a new consciousness, a new city, a new life. And that door is right here, right up there in your consciousness. Just open the door of the mind. Walk through into the soul, and lo, I make all things new. Do you see it's a different kind of an attitude? It's that 1492 attitude. Let's get into the ship and sail and find a new world. We don't know what's out there, but something's there. Let's go. John tells you what's there. Let's go. But you must leave home to do it. You can't stay and go. You can't cling to today. It only passes away. You've got to leave this passing today and go to now. You've got to walk through the door of time into eternity now. Can't take anything with you. Your consciousness walks out of the world mind willingly, confidently, without knowing where it's placing its foot, because it has the confidence that I am divine. My being goes before me. My light will light the path. I want to go into the unknown. The known I am not interested in. The known is a decaying world. The known is with me only for a short time. I must know the unknown. And I must follow the guide of the invisible inner light. The wall of the city is garnished with stones, precious gems, 12 of them. Each disciple in you has now become a transparency to God. This is when you have done your inner work. Each disciple is a complete and total transparency to the infinite spirit. And so they are precious gems, each one dazzling and shining with a different kind of radiance, a different kind of color, a different quality, but all shining at once. And the jasper stone, which is here the first, can be your very first commandment, brought into its fullness. Each commandment, another stone. 10 commandments plus 2. 12 stones. 12 commandments brought into their fullness as you dwell with them. And the jasper stone then would have a significance for us. It would mean that we have fulfilled the first commandment, and therefore we now are living in the will of the Father. The first 10 commandments, becoming 10 precious stones within you, would be your soul powers developed to the full. These would be your 10 soul powers. The 11th commandment, loving the God with all your heart, mind, and soul, would be another power added after you've developed the 10 soul powers. And then the 12th would be the fulfillment of all powers combined, acting as one homogenized power containing all powers. The will of God is the beginning of your wisdom. The will of God flows through you as you accept no other gods beside I am divine. That's your God. Your identity is your God. I am divine. And in that acceptance, you and the Father are one, and only then does the will of the Father flow. It flows in you when you and the Father are one without a second, one without a shadow, not one worshiping another. I in the midst of you, I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Not far away, but at hand. And because the I of you is the I of God, there is no duality, no separation. I and the Father are one divine being. There's no place where the Father ends and I begin. We are never separated because we are one. And only in that conscious awareness does the will of the Father flow. It will not flow in a human race. It will not flow in the human flesh. You must cease ye from being man of the flesh. There is no such thing. And when you are welded, one divine self, you cannot finitize that self. That one divine self extends throughout infinity and is eternity, your eternal self. My one divine self is the infinite eternal self. Everywhere that the word I appears, you must see that it is your eternal infinite self. And when you are welded into this undivided acceptance, I, in the midst of you, am flowing through you as the omnipresent will, and I go before you. I go before the appearance called form. My will flows. And it flows not through graven images. The jasper is the acceptance of one divine self, which permits one divine will to flow through it. The sapphire is the second level of your inner consciousness. These are never separate. They function as one. They intermingle. They suffuse each other completely so that all 12 flow through all 12 in infinite combinations. The sapphire is a transparency not for the world mind, and therefore it recognizes no graven image. The sapphire is a transparency only for the will of God. Thy will in me. My own divine self has a divine will. That will alone is my sapphire consciousness, flowing through not my graven image, but flowing through my divine self. The veil of mortality is both exposed and removed. Henceforth, in my sapphire consciousness, I know no man after the flesh. If you stop anywhere along the way, you are opaque to the infinite eye. You must keep the light flowing by being a transparency by accepting the will of the Father in a divine body, not in a physical body. Your sole power here in the sapphire consciousness is to see through the disguise of mortality. You see the double-edged sword? I am divine, and therefore, too, mortality is not. Incarnation is not. You've already got Lazarus partly out of the tomb. There is no body to step out of. The world mind has lost its power because it is unmasked and recognized. And this will happen as you dwell in this constant awareness that I am divine. Remember, that is the permeating idea that moves through every one of these precious stones of consciousness. I am divine. The Chalcedony I think could also be called the agate. You'll find that these stones are not quite the same in name or in order in the breastplate of the high priest in the Holy of Holies in the earlier part of the Bible. But many of them are those that are different are actually similar in many ways, such as the sardius and the ruby, which we'll come to in a moment. Here he uses the chalcedony and possibly the lapis lazuli or the agate in the breastplate. So we would say that they are either the same or twins. The chalcedony covers the attainment of the third commandment fully matured in your consciousness. You're no longer using the name I to signify anything but I, divine. You're not using the name of the Lord in vain. You have accepted yourself to be the king of a kingdom, really the king. And the only inhabitant of that kingdom. It's the acceptance of one being, I. And it doesn't make any difference what mortal names are given to those you see. It is all I. I omnipresent. And living in I, omnipresent, divine will continues to flow. It only flows through I, omnipresent. Your consciousness provides the vehicle through which I, the will of God, flows. Your consciousness that I am I, omnipresent. It's like blood flowing through a body. How can it flow through if there's no body to flow through? The will flows through the consciousness of I. And that's your chalcedony. It's your third commandment lived in to become a transparency for the will of the Father. The identity of the Father, the allness of the Father. You're building your necklace of perfect gems, perfect spiritual centers. And because I is your name, divinity is your name, omnipresence is the quality of your divinity, you cannot live in anything less than the fullness of your being. And so you're living in the realization of the full qualities of being or flowing. The full power of being flowing. You're living in the seventh day, which is the all-embracing eternality of your infinite being. Nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. There's no such thing as injustice. No such thing as lack of liberty. These are appearances where there is no I am divine living in the fullness of being realized. World mind is saying it isn't true, but you are saying it is the only truth. I can be nothing less than I am divine. And therefore, I am in the fullness of being now, which is the seventh day. I am keeping the Sabbath holy. I am not living in a fraction of my powers or of my being. They are here functioning at hand, imminent, invisible to this world, but doing their work here now. My powers are all about the Father's business. Injustice is a lie. Tyranny is a lie. Poverty is a lie. All of the human lacks and limitations are a lie, because that isn't who I am. That isn't anything that exists. That is the world mind presenting its images to the unillumined. This fourth level of consciousness, which the emerald symbolizes, is the symbol of perfection is. In your fourth transparency, your fourth inner disciple fully attained, you are accepting perfection is. That is your emerald consciousness. Perfection is, not will be. Perfection is in all things. And now, because you are willing to accept perfection is, the will of the Father flows through these four levels, through these four disciples, through these precious gems, these transparencies to the perfect will. You are finding the nature of your eternal life now is already established and is perfection in all things. I am perfect as my Father has asked me to be. In all things, be ye perfect. All that I have is thine. You are my spirit, my life. You are divine being. Nothing has been withheld. And now, in your absence of division from whom you are, your capacity to know I must be what the Father says, your unwillingness to accept the doubt or uncertainty which the world mind suggests to you, this eliminates the shadow of a second self who lives only in I am divine, I am not mortal, I am not human flesh. I am not finite. I am all that the Father is, and all that the Father is perfect now. Perfection is the nature of my being. These four levels of transparencies to the truth are functioning. And again, the will flows through them and goes before you in all its power, so that whenever you come further, every door opens and there are no crooked places, because you are living in oneness. There's nothing to be straightened, nothing to be removed. And if it appears there to be removed, it is an apparition. Because in your fifth level of consciousness, you know that only divine manifestation is present. That which must be removed is not there. The Father has gone before me. I have perfected all that you are appointed to do. There is nothing that must be improved. Perfection is. We're getting on top of this becoming world, of this improving world. Perfection is the law of my divinity now, and I am no other. I am invisible manifestation. We are beginning to know that we are an infinite body. Resurrection is already finished within me. I am not going to be resurrected. I am divine now. We are overcoming even the illusion of resurrection. What is resurrected? Divinity? No, resurrection is dropping the false sense of mortality. But this is in the finished levels of consciousness, where resurrection is long behind and mortality is long behind, because you are following the Ten Soul Commandments. You are now honoring Father, Mother, but this is the completion. You have already honored Father and Mother for months and years, and now this is your reward. The fifth stone. I am divine manifestation. I am not only divine, I am divine manifestation. I have a body that is divine. Again, now. I have it now. I have just walked through another door, and I have discovered I have a body that is divine. Now. That is called the sardonyx consciousness. I have a divine body. A body which is born of mother and father. A body in which the will of the Father has impregnated its own spirit and has manifested its own will, which is my mother. And that manifestation is my divine body. Now. That is your sardonyx consciousness. Now you have a soul body realized at this point.